Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the beautiful persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we're talking about this immaculate persona, this persona which has survived, you know, the pages of time. And I think we can very easily say that not only has it survived the pages of time, but it has become more and more apparent like a glorious shining sun as time moves forwards. We find that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is so applicable to the present day and is something that is necessary in a world which is primarily engulfed in darkness and in evil and falsehood. Imam Ali alayhi salam's universal persona, being this beacon of light, this beacon of truth and justice and guidance for us in this modern era. You know, dear friends, one of the most beautiful aspects of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is his humility. We find that he was an incredibly humble person. Now, sometimes, unfortunately, we connect humbleness and humility with weakness. This is not correct. Matter of fact, the person who is humble, the person who is humble and who has humility, this individual is in reality quite strong. Now, the individual who is humble and who has humility, it is humbleness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that really we need to take into consideration, and it is important to note. We're not being humble, or we're not in a state of humility in front of other human beings, right? Because our moral and ethical, social and individual code of conduct should not be in order to show other people, and it should not be for other people. That is not the purpose, that's not the goal, that's not the intention. The intention is to gain nearness to Allah, is to gain the satisfaction of Allah, is to hopefully, you know, attain some sort of position in whatever little form, you know, which includes the satisfaction and contentment of Allah, where we become a source of pride for Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted, our Creator, our Sustainer, you know, the most quick to forgive, the most merciful, the most compassionate, our Creator, really, at the end of the day. So our humbleness and our humility is in front of Allah. And this is precisely what we see with Imam Ali alayhi salam. Incredibly humble, incredibly, you know, this trait of humility within him. And what is the opposite side of this? The opposite side is an individual who is arrogant. So not only do we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam is very humble and he has this trait of humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, he also is not arrogant. Now, you might think that how can you, you know, you have to be either this or that. Well, many times people are both. People in certain occasions are very humble and have humility, but in other occasions, all of a sudden, you see that they're very arrogant. So yes, you can be both, right? But ideally, you should only be humble and have humility, and on the other hand, not have any arrogance. And Imam Ali alayhi salam never had any arrogance. We don't see anywhere that he arrogantly boasted about some aspect of his, or even him being a divinely appointed imam. What station or level could be greater than that? But still, you find his humility and you find his humbleness, and something that we need to inculcate in our lives. But of course, when it comes to the open enemies of Allah who are fighting and warring openly against the Muslims, these are not individuals that we should be humble in front of. We shouldn't be arrogant in front of them either, but we should be steadfast, firm, and determined when it comes to the enemies of Allah. A very comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Thank you.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
You even in transactions, whether I'm a believer or not, in my transactions with any human being, if a human being starts to act weird or starts to act a bit shady, I don't need to open a book and read human behavior and see photographs of people's expressions. It's already built in. I know this guy's lying to me. And if I can put together an argument, then I will make, as I say, I will take action to prevent it. What is it that every human being has in this quality? This is the quality that you and I are asking about with relations to successorship to the Messenger of Allah. So you find that upon the completion, when the Messenger of Allah has completed the message, now here, what is completion? I want to emphasize this and then I will end shortly. The essence of this completion is Islam is a religion of one God, Tawheed. How do you exemplify this Tawheed? Oh, by not only submitting, but by prayer. Oh, so Salah, prayer, yes. Prayer was established, good. And then what other way of being tested and showing your reverence towards your Lord? And what kind of behavior is this religion so fundamentally important? Oh, you've been taught to be abstinent and to control your will because your desire has a tendency to deviate. Thus, prophets have come to teach us how to strengthen from being deviant. So thus, fasting is established. Oh, okay. And then what is the principle behind all this? God says, I want you to be my guest. I want to show it all to you through experience, where you will see the ummah at large, all bearing allegiance, that God is at the center of all transactions. And let me show you an example of a great prophet that I chose, who I called my friend, that you will reenact his deeds and you will reenact his family's deeds as a central theme to your life, so that you should adopt that means in order for you to be considered a good believer, which is Hajj. Put all of this together, all this was established. Now you might say, well, that's enough. Well, this is where we start scratching our heads. And the Messenger of Allah is leaving Hajj, known as Hajjatul Wida. And he reaches a place where there is this road where the people, the Hujjaj who came, would spread out into their various places. And Allah says, Ya Ayyuhar Rasul. This is in Surah Al-Ma'idah 67. Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, Balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Wa in lam taf'al, fama ballaghta risalat. Wallah ya'simuka min an-nas. Here Allah says, O Messenger, here, Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, Rasul. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, ya ayyuhar rasul, meaning he had to deliver something. So Allah addresses him as a rasul. There's a delivery. There's something to deliver. What is this delivery that is so fundamental and critical? That Allah is saying, if you don't do this, you haven't delivered. Stop for a moment, let's think. This was in the 10th year after Hijrah. 10th year after Hijrah, 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, which is what we're celebrating this in this period of time. What is it that the Messenger is being asked to deliver? Where Allah says, if you don't, you haven't delivered. I would stop and think as a Muslim today, understanding the principles of my religion, that wasn't the delivery, Tawheed, wasn't the actions of Tawheed put together in full force, wasn't Hajj done already, wasn't Salah established. Why is Allah now willing to erase it all for the sake of something he needs to deliver? What is this message that he needs to deliver? That if he does not deliver, we'll cancel prayer, we'll cancel fasting, we'll cancel Hajj, we'll cancel all those injunctions that Allah has laid upon mankind. What is it?
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.